time for our weekly house call with Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. How are you, Doc? Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about something I know you're fascinated with, the Consumer Electronics Show and the trend, and it was evident this year, more electronics for consumers, and it has a medical impact, a lot in the healthcare department. Talk about this.
Yeah, you know, when we think of the Consumer Electronics Show, we think about how big is the next TV going to be, you know, what's the newest and greatest we can do in audio. But in fact, we're really starting to see a huge impact on what's going on with health-related products, whether it's something about how we can monitor things, how can we do exams differently, how can we track wearables and monitor our own health with just electronics that we're wearing now. So it's absolutely blown up over the past, I would say, 3 or 4 years.
So is it all about digital monitoring, new gadgets to do that?
A lot of it is. If you remember a long time ago, I'm trying to even think, it's probably close to 10 years ago when the Nike Fuel Band came out, right? That was this little black band you wore, and it was awesome because it would track the number of steps you took and the number of calories you burned. My, how we have come since that time.
Yeah, and everybody's wearing these Fitbits and devices like that. Was there a lot of that in the Consumer Electronics Show this year?
Absolutely. You know, the wearables are really getting much more advanced than we ever thought they would. Take something even as simple as an iWatch. You know, now you can do an EKG essentially with your iWatch. It'll monitor your heart rate. It'll monitor any arrhythmias you may have. So something where we used to just say, hey, what time is it? We now can look at how much activity we're having, how many calories we're burning, and also some other things like our heart rate, our heart activity as far as any arrhythmias. And don't be surprised in the future if we start to see that it's going to be able to even monitor our glucose levels for those who are diabetic.
Are we going to be seeing more robotic tests in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to start to see more and more robotics. We're seeing it in the hospital-related field. Not something you're going to see in the Consumer Electronics Show that much because it's not directly built for the consumer, but you're going to see a lot more robotics in the hospital-related fields just because of some of the accuracy that those techniques can bring.
Talk a little bit about this product called the Wave. What is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, Bob. I'm sure you have people or friends and family that they, you know, you walk into their office or you walk into their room and it's set. Their office is set for 80, and you're like, oh my gosh, why is your office so hot? And they say, well, because I feel cold. Yet the ambient temperature is the same for that individual as it is for you. Yet some people have a sensation that it's cold or it's hot. The Wave, which is made by a company called Ember Labs, sits on your wrist. It's about the size of an iWatch. And whatever temperature you feel, like if I come into my office today and I feel like, boy, I'm cold, I can put that Ember band on, turn it to warm, and it'll convince my body that it is fine, that I'm at the ambient temperature that everyone else would appreciate. So this is great for many people, the people that you talk about who have those offices that are either too cold or too hot when in fact it's 72 degrees, as well as some seniors who kind of get some cold intolerance and heat intolerance that we can convince their brain that they're actually comfortable at a temperature where they should be comfortable.
And how are you going to convince women with hot flashes?
Absolutely, Mayor. That is it. You know, this is something that you can wear on your wrist and you can change it. You can change it from hot to cold, so depending on what's going on. But women with hot flashes, they didn't do a study on it, but I would not be surprised to see that as it being next. And anybody who has any temperature intolerance, this may work very well.
And it's our weekly house call with Dr. Kevin Most, the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine. And, Doc, before we get back to some of those Consumer Electronics Show health gadgets, I want to get your take on the story. We just reported Chicago, one of the cities now set to start testing patients with flu-like symptoms for coronavirus. But that test only given to patients who have tested negative for the flu. What's behind this?
Yeah. So it's interesting, Bob. Illinois was actually the first state to be allowed to do this test. So prior to that, all the tests were done by the CDC in Atlanta. They got to a point where they said, we need to get this to the places out there that we have a lot of high travel areas, and that's why Chicago was obviously chosen for this. The interesting thing about it is we're still seeing increasing numbers of influenza. So those numbers are still going up. We need to understand that. However, the CDC says we need to identify people as quickly as possible. So someone that, now there's certain criteria that they'll do the test for. You had to have traveled from China within the last 14 days and had a lower respiratory infection, or you had to come in contact with someone who was either a treating physician or a treating nurse with somebody with coronavirus. So this isn't going to be everybody who walks into the doctor's office. There's specific criteria that they'll use, but the plan is to be able to identify those individuals within 24 hours now instead of 48 hours to decrease the chance of it spreading anymore, as well as to make sure that we're not putting people in isolation that don't need to be.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, back to technology now, and possibly the way we even have a simple primary care visit changing. Tell us about this, Doc.
Yeah, this is interesting, Bob. This is two companies. One is called Title Care. We've talked about this in the past. It's I think it's one of the coolest things out there right now. And the other one is called the MedWand. So if you think about this, when you go to the doctor's office, think about your entire doctor's office experience. You know, you get there, you're in a room full of sick people often, you go into a room, they ask you some questions, the doctor comes in, he examines you. Based on what he sees in his exam, as well as far as what you tell him, he makes his assessment and plan. So he makes a diagnosis and says, this is what we're going to do. So right now, if you look at these companies, Title Care, for one, has a handheld device that a layperson can use that actually does the exam of the physician and transmits that via Bluetooth to, or Wi-Fi, to the doctor. So I can be sitting in Seattle, you can be sitting in Chicago, and you can send me an exam that includes a picture of the back of your throat, a picture of your ears, a picture of a rash, a recording of your heart, a recording of your lungs, tells me what your temperature is, can do an EKG. All of that with a small handheld device that's available now.
How expensive is this going to be? Do we know?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Go on to Best Buy right now, and you can buy one for $299.
Yeah, but if I do that, I'm not going to get any good magazines to read while I'm waiting. What am I going to do? It's February Heart Month, and we've been talking about heart disease. What's new in this department?
Yeah, there's a company called Heart Hero that's coming out, and this is something we should all be really aware of. They haven't set a price point for it yet, and it's not commercially available yet, but it made a big splash at the Consumer Electronics Show. If you think about what's happened with heart disease now and the risk of sudden heart death, which people have sudden cardiac death, their heart goes and it fibrillates or it beats way too fast to be an effective pump and you die suddenly. These are the patients that you see that in the TV shows where they shock them and they say clear. Or you're starting to see now AEDs in many office spaces. At O'Hare, you'll see them. You'll see them in shopping malls. Well, what if you all had your own AED that you kept in your house, you kept in your car, you had available so that you could shock somebody very quickly? We would save so many lives. And that's what Heart Hero is. They haven't set a price point for it yet, like I said, but it's going to be very easy for the consumer to use safely, and it's going to make a huge impact because they're going to make it at a price point that it's going to be available, that it should be in every household in the country.
When we talk about a lot of these devices, especially the wearables, how accurate are they?
That's interesting you say that, because the technology now is getting so advanced that they're much more accurate than some of the devices that we actually have been using in the past. So when you're looking at things that are telling you what your temperature is, when you're talking about activities and monitoring activities, it's great. But you're starting to see this huge advancement, even to the point where it's going to be embedded into our clothes, and it's going to be able to tell us many things that when you go into a doctor's office, you're tested once for. For example, you go into the doctor's office, you had a hard time finding a parking space, you had to run up a flight of stairs, you get in the office, because you were late, they take you right back. What's your respiratory rate? How fast are you breathing? What's your blood pressure and what's your pulse? Some of the things we call vital signs. Well, how accurate are those when they're taken once in a doctor's office versus if I could look at an app and see, here's what's going on with all of your vital signs for the past 24 or 48 hours. Much more accurate than a one-time quick slot at a doctor's office.
That all sounds good, but you know what? I wish they would stop inventing new bathroom scales, because it's to the point now. The last one that my wife bought, I don't even know how to use it anymore. Did you see or did you hear about some new developments in that area too?
Yeah, there's a cool company coming out called Mateo Math. Now, I'm a big advocate of weighing yourself, and there's a couple of reasons for it. One, I think the problem we have with obesity in this country is rampant. Two, we need to realize that one of the signs of cancer is unexpected weight loss. I'm losing weight, yes, I'm not, yet I'm not trying. Most people realize that when their clothes don't start to fit. But what if you had an app? What if you had a tool, which was a bath mat, which you stood on each day, it recognized that it was you, it documented your weight, and it put it to an app. You don't need to look at it if you don't want to, but certainly you could look at a trend over a week or a month and say, whoa, wait a second, why have I lost 10 pounds? I really shouldn't have. Might be a sign. Mm-hmm. Or, boy, I put on quite a bit of weight here over this past 3 months in the winter. I need to start thinking about how I'm going to do that health-related. So it documents your weight each day, but you only use it on the times that you want. So it hits my goal of, boy, I think everybody should know what they weigh each day. And people will say, Kevin, that's not right, because we have people with eating disorders that really focus on their weight. And I'm not looking at that at all. I'm looking at the other 99% of the country that really should be involved in what their weight is, so that we can be more healthy and not be doing as many joint replacements in the future as we need to do now.
And when you talk about serious diseases connected to weight loss, just how much weight loss and over what period of time would you be talking about where you really get concerned?
You know, that's an interesting question, because many people will look at a percentage and say, is it 10% of your overall body weight? Is it 5%? And I look at any trend where it's like, wait a second, why am I losing weight at all? But if you lose 10% of your body weight and all of a sudden your clothes don't fit, there's a reason why. Something else is going on, whether it's a metabolic reason, like a diabetes, which can cause this, or is it a thyroid problem, which can cause weight loss, or is it a cancer? So any unexplained weight loss should be discussed with your physician, so that you can at least do the screening test to make sure we capture something early that we may not have noticed till later.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern, appreciate the weekly house call. Talk to you next week, Doc. Thank you.
You got it, Bob. Take care.
You too.